And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Doc Rogers here live in the studio with us. Has played My Creole Belle for you. I don't know how you were able to keep it together playing that song on that guitar when you met him.
It wasn't that pretty. It sounds a lot different now than it did back then.
I would have frozen and just fallen on the floor.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy that we were with was such a good player. He just sort of broke the ice and, you know, we're not going to match him. We're not going to match John. So, and John wants to hear it. So here we go.
Excellent. That's quite a story. So, what to ask you next? I don't know. That guitar you got there, that's not a full-size Dreadnought guitar.
No, it's a triple O. It was made by a luthier in South Portland, Maine, named Matt Arcara. And I like triple O pre-war Martins. And so he had a triple O pre-war Martin that I just loved. I said, make me one like that one, please. And he had never made a Dreadnought yet. And so he took his time, took all the measurements, tapped it all out, and tried to match it. And did a pretty darn good job matching it out.
Yeah, because it does look a lot like a Martin. I was looking at the bracing inside, and it's got the little stamp on there. Yeah. It looks like a Martin stamp from where I'm sitting.
Yes, it is. But it says Matthew Grant Arcara.
That's neat. Nice.
It's, but it's got all those traditional appointments. It's got the Adirondack spruce top, rosewood back, and he even put the they call that a volute. All the D28s have that diamond at the back of the head of the guitar.
Oh, okay.
And it strengthens the joint from the neck to the head.
Yeah, those black tuners on there.
That's, yeah, black tuners. Pretty. And he also does this really amazing inlay. So this is ebony, and you know this is mahogany. The head inlay is the black wood, and he just eases it into the mahogany, and you can't even see the join. It's just black wood, and then it's mahogany. Wow, that is cool.
So is that a relatively new guitar for you?
It seems, it's about
new.
3 or 4 years old.
Yeah,
it's been doing me well though.
Very nice.
Yeah, I have another guitar, a smaller guitar that I just got from Strings and Things down on Main Street in Concord. Not to put a plug in for my favorite music store, but there it is.
Folks.
And it's a single O Martin, and it's got the same woods, but it's a tiny little thing. And it's amazing because it's as loud as this one. And it's not quite as full, but it's right close to it.
Excellent. Well, want to pick another one?
Sure. So I've been talking on Merle Travis and Chet Atkins. This next one, this next song, I judge how well it's received by watching the audience's foot, whether they're tapping or not. And it's a Merle Travis song called Guitar Rag. There's a fella mighty lucky from the way he makes a guitar moan. All hanging down, singing around that country store, picking like a chicken now, picking up corn. And every gal in the county gathers all around him, cause he's got a rhythm in his bones. Our feet start scooting to the shuffle and drag every time I hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. He gets a moaning tone, he gets a grumble and a groan. Oh, when he starts picking and plucking them strings, he can make the deacon do the buck and the wing, all the fat, the skinny, do a little shimmy, head start to wiggle and wag.
off feet, start scoot to the shuffling track. Every time I hear the rhythm of the guitar rack. Fella mighty lucky from the way he makes the guitar moan. Oh, hanging around, singing around the country store, just picking like a chicken now, picking up corn. Every gal in the county gathers all around him, cause he's got a rhythm in his bones. Off he'd start scooting to the shuffling drag, every time I hear the rhythm of the guitar rag.
Doc Rogers here on Out of the Woods. Very nice. I like it.
That's good. I like it.
My foot was tapping. So
yeah, well,
it passed the test.
I really also like Chris Smither.
Oh,
he's awesome.
Yeah.
And he actually amplifies his foot tapping. And I've tried to do something like that, you know, blocked. And my foot doesn't time in rhythm. It's not in rhythm with the music I'm playing. It's just sort of random squiggling all around the place. And so can't do the... augmentation.
Yeah, I actually had a guest on the show a couple of times back in the day, and he actually brought a stomp box up in the studio with him. Bill Bourne from Canada. I don't know if you're familiar with him, he was actually the other person who played my Creole bell on the show.
Not
the first.
Okay. What's his name again?
Bill Bourne. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I believe he's a Juno Award winner up in Canada. Mm-hmm. He used to play with the Tannehill Weavers and been doing a lot of solo stuff for years. Another blues guy, actually. He loves the blues. But, he had the stomp box thing going, and it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you were talking about getting out there more and doing some dates. Do you have any dates coming up that you want to let folks know about?
I only do about half of my stuff solo. I'm playing with a gal now, Elizabeth Kantz, and Doc and Liz, and then when we play, we also play with the Bradford Bog people. And, we get together on Thursday nights for dinner and to practice and play, and we call ourselves the Thursday Supper String Band. And so we play around with them a little bit. We've been playing. We played at the church in Hillsborough. We're going to play, not as a feature, but as one this weekend at Andover, the coffee house there. And then we play the farmers markets around. We're going to play the Hennecker's Farmers Market 2 or 3 Thursdays from now. And then we're going to an apple orchard out in Loudon. And so, we hit stuff, but I don't make a big fuss about it.
Is there anywhere for the local listeners here in New Hampshire to keep track of your dates or anything?
Facebook. Look up Alan Doc Rogers, or we have a Doc and Liz music page.
Okay.
And they both work, pretty much keep track of everything.
Super. Yeah, I met Liz back during the winter. Mm-hmm. First time I met her, she went up to
a very nice person.
Yeah,
it was fun singing with her. She sings really good harmony.
Excellent.
And that's my other, Merle Travis and Chet Atkins all came out of the Southern 40s acoustic and electric music back then, and like Chet Atkins followed Merle Travis, and Merle Travis followed Ike Everly, and Ike Everly was the father of the Everly brothers, and everybody was intertwined, and that whole Everly brothers harmony sound came out of that area from the 30s and 40s, guys like the Delmar brothers, the Leuven brothers, the Blue Sky Boys, and these are all influences on people that I like to follow. Yeah, Liz is a little bit more modern. She likes things recorded after the 60s. I like stuff recorded before the 40s.
I like all of it. I'm a big Bill Monroe guy. And
there you go.
Jimmy Martin and stuff like that. I'm a big bluegrass guy, actually. That's most of what I listen to for the old stuff is the bluegrass stuff.
Yeah, if I could sing like Jimmy Martin, I would do nothing else. he's amazing.
He had a growl, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He was something else. Well, folks, we got Doc Rogers here in the studio with us and out of the woods, coming down from up north down to Concord and playing some songs for you. You got another one for us?
Yeah, well, you know, I was not as aware of Merle Travis and his music until I went to the Summer Acoustic Music Week on Winnipesaukee. It's put on by WUMB, and they put it on twice a year, a week each, one in July and one in August. And they get pretty awesome players to do workshops with you. And this year, about 4 years ago, I guess it was, I went and they had a guy named Eddie Pennington, who is the closest thing living to Merle Travis that exists. And I spent a week glued to his quite ample side. And that's up until that point, I had been using the thumb pick. Now, I don't know how I can just demonstrate it. You know, you can get a nice sound with just bare fingers, but it doesn't quite have the propulsion. And then you put on a thumb pick, and all of a sudden, it's got a lot more push to it, and I really enjoyed it. And so I started putting the thumb pick into everything I did. I actually wrote a little instrumental with a bunch of licks and a bunch of styles using a thumb pick, and I call it Etude for Eddie, Pennington, or Old Dude Etude. But it starts out with like Chet licks and then goes through Merle, and it has Maybelle Carter stuff in it. But it's all thumb picking.
Cool. Thank you. Very nice.
It's a lot of fun to do.
A Doc Rogers original there for you.
Yeah.
What'd you call that one again?
Old Dude Etude, or Etude for Eddie.
Awesome. Now, you actually have a CD floating around out there somewhere, don't you?
There's only one old unsold copy left.
One old unsold copy.
One, and so I can't sell anymore, but I keep waffling back and forth between just re-recording that one, you know, just sending it back to the guys to print out, or adding a couple of songs, especially a couple of songs with Liz. And so I'm sort of, you know, caught in between.
But it will come out again one way or the other.
Yeah, within 6 months I'll have something else out again.
Yeah, I was hoping I had a copy of that. I noticed online that it existed, and I recently sort of adopted most of the collection from the last radio station in New Hampshire that had my show up in New London there. They purged most of their music recently, so I'm the caretaker of a lot of it now, happily.
Caretaker,
the
yes.
Caretaker, yes. Yeah. Yes, so it will live on with me. But unfortunately, I didn't find your CD in there. A lot of other local folks.
Well,
but
there was only about 500 copies. So every once in a while, somebody says, my favorite one was, my wife listens to that every day on her way to work, so it calms her down so she can do her day's work. You know, that was really nice.
That's good driving music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you do any flat picking?
Not really. When I play with Liz, especially, you know, I'll strum chords sort of Carter style with the moving around bass. But and every now and again, I'll play a lead behind somebody's song, fill in licks. But not much of a flat picker. But I do like. Let's see. One of my favorite songs is a John Prine song that everybody does, so it's not all that special, but I think there's a lick or two in it.
We're digging around for a pick, I think, here.
Here we go. All right.
Pockets full of interesting stuff, if you could only see.
None of it's smokable. So, John Prine song about moving to the country.
All right.
She was a level-headed dancer on the road to Alki Hall, and I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Wells pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. She gave me a peck on the back of the neck. These are the words she spoke. She said, blow up your TV, throw away your papers, and move to the country, and build you a little home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, I'll try and find Jesus out on your own. Well, she danced around the barroom, man, she did. The hoochie, is that right? Oh, dear. I said, you must know the answer. And she said, no, but I'll give it a try. To this very day, we've been living our way. Here is the reason why. We blew up our TV, threw away our papers, and we moved to the country, Warner, New Hampshire, built us a home, had a couple of children, fed them all the peaches, they found cabbage cheeses out on their own, they ate cabbage cheeses all on their own. Sorry about that, a missing verse. That's what happens when you get older, you know.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm rapidly chasing you now. Doc Rogers live here on Out of the Woods. So glad you came down. I noticed you mentioned Warner, New Hampshire in that song there. Is that where you live these days?
Yeah, well, we moved to New Hampshire 30 years ago. We bought a place in Warner, New Hampshire. And we lived there for 25, 26 years. And after the kids all moved out, then we decided we had to find someplace else. We rented a place and lived in Sutton for 2.5 years on Lake Blaisdell, and then we finally found a house just about a year ago and moved in New London.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be parked there forever. Excellent. Sort of surprises me that New London is almost exactly like the town I grew up in.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, the Golden Ghetto.
The Golden Ghetto, I like that.
Yep.
Yeah, the home of Colby Sawyer College, where some of you folks are here in the show this week. There, WSCS, Classical WSCS, as it's called now. It's now a classical music station, except on Saturday nights.
Well, I think the stuff is classic, but it's not classical.
Yeah, that's right. You get the classic stuff on Saturday nights. But anyway, good stuff. All right, well, we want to pick another one?
One more. Yeah. This next one, this is also one I've been playing a long time, and it's less of the Travis style, more of the alternating bass blues style, with a little less emphasis on the thumb, but still got the thumb pick on. So it's called Diddy Wah Diddy. It's a Blind Blake tune.
All right.
I think everybody that does finger picking does this one, finger picking blues. It's a diddy wild diddy. I can't somebody tell me what diddy wild diddy mean. Cause I've been walking down the street, got my hat in my hand. The lady says, Mister, you sure is grand with your diddy wild diddy. Yeah, you diddy wild diddy. I can't somebody tell me what diddy wild diddy means. Here we go again. Was for the diddy wah diddy. Yeah, the diddy wah diddy. I can't somebody tell me what diddy wah diddy mean. Another gal about 5'6", showing the diddy wah diddy hot tricks. The diddy wah diddy. Yeah, the diddy wah diddy. I can't somebody tell me what diddy wah diddy mean. Oh, the diddy wah diddy. I can't somebody tell me what diddy wah diddy mean. Cause I've been walking down the street, hat in my hand. The lady says, Mister, you sure is grand with your diddy wah diddy. Oh, the diddy wah diddy. I can't somebody tell me what the diddy wah diddy. Diddy wah ditty.
All right. Real nice. Blind Blake, you said on that one.
Yeah, Blind Blake.
Yeah. Yeah, I first got exposed to that sort of picking from Jorm Kaukonen, who did a lot of the Gary Davis stuff.
Uh-huh, right.
So you must play some of that too, huh?
Well, actually, Gary Davis doesn't do alternating bass as much. He just plays sort of powerful bass, random bass, and he's really hard to play.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there's a guy around that comes up to New Hampshire a lot. His name is Raleigh Brown. And if you want to hear, you know, that kind of music, you listen to Raleigh Brown. And he teaches at that Summer Acoustic Music Week each year.
Okay.
If you don't actually have to play an instrument to enjoy that week. I've gone like 5 times now. And I tried to get my wife to go the first time or two, and she wouldn't go. And then I finally got her this year to go. And hang out because Susie and Dave, Susie Burke and Dave Surrett were there.
All right.
And Susie Burke was doing morning song and singing vocal workshops, just vocal play. And she had a fabulous time. And she's a non-musician. It was a great time. It's right on Winnipesaukee. Great teachers, really friendly folks.
Right, yeah. I should go to more festivals. Like I was saying, though, I always get roped into working when I go to these things.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but anyway. So you don't want to play any more for us? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's beyond what I had practiced up for a little bit, you know.
Well, that's perfectly fine, absolutely. Certainly enjoyed having you on, though. And like he was saying earlier, folks, if you want to check out where he's playing locally for you New Hampshire people, check out the Facebook page. Just look up Alan, A-L-A-N,
yeah.
Doc Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Yeah, and it's D-O-C, not D-O-C-K. I have people looking for Doc Rogers.
Like Doc Boggs, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he spell it with a K? I think he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Check it out, folks. All right. Well, I guess we're going to let him hit the road here and get the cat off of his equipment.
She behaved.
Yeah, she's doing okay. If you want to see how much the cat likes Doc Rogers, you can check out the photos.
Classical 90.9 WSCS is your New London Lake Sunapee area community radio station. If you have an arts event or community...
And I finally got her this year to go and hang out because Susie Burke and Dave Surrett were there.
All right.
And Susie Burke was doing morning song and singing vocal workshops, just vocal play. And she had a fabulous time. And she's a non-musician. It was a great time. It's right on Winnipesaukee. Great teachers, really friendly folks.
Right, yeah. I should go to more festivals. Like I was saying, though, I always get roped into working when I go to these things.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but anyway. So you don't want to play any more for us? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's beyond what I had practiced up for a little bit, you know.
Well, that's perfectly fine, absolutely. Certainly enjoyed having you on, though. And like he was saying earlier, folks, if you want to check out where he's playing locally for you New Hampshire people, check out the Facebook page. Just look up Alan, A-L-A-N,
yeah.
Doc Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Yeah, and it's D-O-C, not D-O-C-K. I have people looking for Doc Rogers.
Like Doc Boggs, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he spell it with a K? I think he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Check it out, folks. All right. Well, I guess we're going to let him hit the road here and get the cat off of his equipment. And
she behaved.
Yeah, she's doing okay. If you want to see how much the cat likes Doc Rogers, you can check out the photos we took on the Out of the Woods Facebook page. There you go. All right, folks. We'll be right back after this.